chicken. Chicken, 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 chicken.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you. If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and...
Yep.
Chicken.
Chicken, yuck.
Chicken.
Chicken nigga.
Chicken, just chicken and chicken and nigga, chicken and nigga, chicken.
What's up, niggy?
Our chicken, chicken. Hang on, I'm testing the audio. I got to make sure it's working. One millimoles.
Yeah,
do
mini
I hear chicken?
Yeah, mini microgram.
I hear a chicken, chicken, nigga, chicken and nigga, chicken and nigga.
Microgram.
Well, technically, if it's a microgram, then it's probably oval red AIDS. Hi, Cheryl. How are you? It's
pretty good. How are you, Niggy?
Horrible. I hate French. It's a horrible place. Horrible.
I had a French lunch.
Wee. What was it? Something horrible? Did you have a chitlin?
No, it was a tomato, a soup, and a brie sandwich. It had four pieces of brie on it, which basically was like a whole block of brie.
Wow.
It's very fatty.
Did you have any bloody cunts?
What?
Bloody cunts?
No.
The French women all smell like period blood, Cheryl, because because when they have their periods, they don't really wash their vaginas.
That's nice.
These people don't wash.
Why not?
Well, because they have girdle burns in the shower, and half the week they are...
What's a girdle burn?
What? It's a girdle what? Burn.
It's a girdle burn.
It's what you draw your girdles on, put it over the shower.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But here in France, they have their girdle burns attached surgically to the shower. So when you're drawing your girdles, you can't take a bath. Hence the stench. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good.
Yep.
Yeah, what are you typing, honey? Having some of your black fans, your dark fans, or your chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken?
Yeah, of course. What are you doing? You're back in France or what?
Oh, I hate it, honey. It's even worse than I remember, this French shit. I hate it.
Okay. So
I came back, to no fridge. My landlord, he didn't bother to tell me that the fridge is broken, even though I had 6 weeks of no hot water. Now okay. I have a broken fridge. Now,
what do you need a fridge for?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, I told him before we left, because he had fixed the fridge twice already, but he has this tranny hooker fridge named Cherry or something, or Lady Fridge. And it's a piece of crap. He keeps getting it fixed. People in France are dumb. They don't understand anything about, fixing anything. They're like lesbians for me. I mean, not like lesbians, but like I am a lesbian, like a bad lesbian. Bad technically is what I'm trying to say. Bad technically.
Yep.
So he says to me, oh, no, I'm going to fix it. God forbid he should fix it during the 3 weeks that I'm gone. No, he waits until a Saturday that I'm, finally back having jet lag. Mm-hmm. I'm coming over. I'm so pissed at this fucking, mess with his fucking...
Maybe we should start about your adventure in America. And I heard something about Wanda Wisdom visiting you. Okay.
Wanda visited me. It was fun. But let's wait, though, because I'm not... Anyway, the point is about the refrigerator, the frigidaire, is that he comes over while I'm out, and I wait for him to leave because I hate him, and I wait till I think he's gone. I come up, I take a nap, And then he texts me and he says, oh, the refrigerator guy isn't going to come today. Oh, really? No. He says, but don't worry. I put your milk out on the ledge. It's cold out, so it won't go bad.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's service, right? Who needs a fridge when you can put your milk out on the ledge?
How cold is it?
It's only 40 degrees. It's not cold enough for milk.
How cold does it need to be?
Really cold, faggot. Really fucking cold.
Why are you calling me a faggot?
You're talking like a little fucking girl. That's why. Talking like a pussy. So I'm going to call you like a faggot with a bitch pussy. Just like the faggot that you are. You stupid, filthy chuckin'. Hello? What did you want to know about my tree?
Yes.
Well, I have lots of interesting things to discuss. I wanted to tell you my future as a boater. But before that, yes, Wandered Wisdom did visit me.
Yeah.
And it was hush-hush. The reason we kept it hush-hush is because, as you know, Wandered is on as a radio host with 107.1 My Talk FM. I believe...
My Talk, not your talk.
I bleeb, that's B-E-E-B.
Bleeb.
As the blacks say. I bleeb... that she is quite famous now that Squarehead is also on the program with her. So she has to lay low when she comes to hot happening places like Miami. Because we don't want the paparazzi to come out and see where she began.
Yeah.
With good reason. For you know where she went. For you know where she went, Sheroyal?
Where? Bathhouse.
She went to the bathhouse because her boyfriend won now. Her boyfriend won now, so she forgot.
I think that by saying one turn, you really mean Madge Weinstein.
Sure, whatever. That makes sense. Yeah, lesbians go to bathhouses all the time for men. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, one turn informed me. She says, well, first she says, Madge. She says, Madge, you want to go to bathhouse with me? I said, no, one turn, scornfully. I said, no, why are you begotting to do that, Wandered? Don't you get enough satisfaction from your man and from seeing all those nasty queens in their short shorts in your spin class or whatever that faggot dance is that should be doing up down Minneapolis? Do you notice I got a little more black, Cheryl?
Is that from Florida?
Yeah, way back to the coconut. I got a little bit more black.
Black.
Getting a little bit more black.
Listen to this whole...
What?
Very special message.
No.
Have you seen this video yet?
No. Oh, but Cheryl, I saw in a holder.
No, look in your... Look in your...
I'm not doing holder now. We can't do holders.
You have to look at the video and not just see the sound.
I want
to
tell you, though, that I did see
it. You can post this on the podcast
thing. I can't even click things. What do you want me to click on?
Sylvia.
But I won't be able to play it on the holder. This isn't holder vision. We're not in a different system.
I just played the sound.
I don't even have my holder on. Well, play it for me, then. You play it. I don't need to get on my
holder. You have to see the visual, Nick.
Oh, God. But so the audience can't? Why should they suffer?
Well, I posted it on Facebook a while ago, but you can always, you know.
All right, tell me what directory it's on in the holder. Mm-hmm. Yeast, and then what? Next Grum?
Mm-hmm.
Mo Oprah Wave Systems, that one? Okay. Tell me what the file name is. Or better yet, colored it.
Excuse me?
I have a new favorite item in the holder, a new fatty that I've never seen, and she has the weirdest, largest face and a tongue piercing, and she sings Katy Perry songs. I believe.
What?
You put it in there. She's this horrible mongoloid fatty with the little round little lips. I don't even know if it's a man or a wumby. You put it in there. She's wearing like a bikini top. She's horrible, Cheryl. She's the worst fatty I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, what's wrong with her?
With green background. Something's wrong with her, Cheryl. I mean, aside from even the normal being of obesity. Something about her small lips. I think it's that her small lips looks kind of like an asshole. And she has a lurid tongue. Actually, she looks like a penis in the face.
Which picture?
It's called E.T. It's a movie. E.T. cover.
Oh, yeah.
Katy Perry, YouTube.mp4.
Yeah, I like her.
But anyway, what am I looking for here? The video.
It's called Sylvia.
Sylvia what?
What? W-U-E-W-U-G-H.
Nice.
Yeah, do you like that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wee-hoo. I knew you'd like that. You're going to cycle
What's
that on the
this?
Next live ground.
I got a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I can't answer that. Anyway.
Sounds so French.
It's Talkatown, honey. It's my new calling sissy.
All right, yeah.
I got a sissy.
Mm-hmm.
Got a sissy.
Sissy.
Yeah, the sissy.
You got a cyst?
The Sistine Chapel, I sure does.
You have a cyst?
Sure thing, grandbaby to D. Sure thing.
Yep.
So, anyway, what else about my trip? So, oh, wait, I didn't even finish the winter story. You keep interrupting me. Why you got to do that to maids?
Mm-hmm.
Why you fintered be interrupting maids?
Mm-hmm.
Don't hem me, you fucking chicken. You chicken bitch. Anyway, so one church said, Maj, do you want to go to the... I said no scornfully. I do not, and for I am a lesbian, and I don't believe lesbians, however manly we may look, are allowed in the penis department for that.
What?
Cheryl?
Say it again for me.
I do not believe lesbians are allowed in the penis department, a.k.a. club.
So what happened? Get it out already.
She went by herself and somebody died.
What do you mean someone died?
Somebody died in the bathhouse when she was there. Somebody had cardiac arrest and he was obese and had a large 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke next to him in his room. And he died. Now, he was obese, Cheryl, and I believe he may have, maybe 10 minutes prior to death, asked to give Winter a massage, to which, thankfully, she replied, no thanks, I'm good. Okay. So he died. Wanted no massage. Now Wanted asked this person who was she had recently tricked with it. She said, "What's going on over there? Why is there paramedics?" Well, the paramedics. Oh, I should preface that Wanted told me that they came on the postal address. What do you call it? PA? What is PA stand? Public address system. Mm-hmm. Public address system. And they said, "Attention, all bathhouse faggots. Please keep your towels on and maintain a level of decorum, for the paramedics are coming." So what's going on? And then she saw the paramedics come and wheel out this large blue man with a dog.
And what'd you do then?
And then she said, "What's going on to her, this trick?" And she said,
"What'd you see?"
What?
What did you see then?
I see Wanda's face. I wasn't on just talking to Wanda. What are you talking about? I wasn't there. Told you.
Mm-hmm.
So she said to this, so the friend said, "Yes, I'm a nurse. I try to resuscitate him, and I don't think he's going to make it." And Wentard stupidly said, "So is he going to live?" And the nurse said, "No, I don't think so, because I tried to resuscitate him. He was unresponsive." And then the helicopter came, and Wentard flew out of there. She's like, "I ain't going to be seen on Squarehead My 102 104 or whatever."
Yeah.
Squarehead cannot be as. I cannot allow Squarehead to be associated with this kind of bathhouse disaster. After all, he does have a duct tape picture from Buddhist. What's his name? Buddha
Stalin.
Buska. Buddha Stalin. Do you have a Buska don't hate photo for stealing lots of money from faggots?
I would like, actually, I'm going to make a request. I would like someone to make a Cheryl no hate photo.
No.
Buska style.
I would prefer a Cheryl plus hate myself with a couple of boardies on the photograph holder.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of photies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
Mm-hmm. What?
Skirt.
Yep.
Skirt. So that,
yes. Okay.
So I wanted to know. So I'm thinking of. I had it given to me as a great idea. I thought I'd run it past you. Check.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah.
Well, I will run it past you now. Colon.
Mm-hmm.
Semicolon twice. So the thing of it is, here's the deal. What do you think about? If I were to live in a boat,
that's a nice, yeah,
with Trotsky, a mono hull sailboat.
That's a retardant. You need to stop that right now.
I think it might be nice.
Right.
It might be nice for me to live in a bloat.
Yes, where? Chicago?
Yeah, Miami Beach.
Well, maybe there will be a hurricane and you can die.
But I'll have Thurston Howell and Lovey there to help me and the professor, Mary Ann Skipper, too. And Gilligan.
Yep.
You don't think that's a good idea? Why? You don't live in it when there's a hurricane, Chirayel.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Yeah, you go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice because it's a hurricane. I mean, it's a little housey on the boat. And the great thing is, you know, you have to pay $600 a month for the docking fee, right? Because that includes electricity, includes water, it includes showers and nice amenities, cable television.
Oh, television.
Nice bloat. Nice place to park your boat. But if you ever go into toward Financial Times, you just take the boat out to sea. And then you don't have to pay anyone anything.
How do you figure?
Because there's no docking fee, you stupid bitch.
Oh, but then how do you get food, etc., etc.?
Well, didn't you ever watch Gilligan's Island?
No, I'm too young for that.
Oh, well, you go and you kill chickens.
Okay.
Yeah, and you kill pigeons and birds of prey. And I would have Trotsky with me so he can forage with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You like that?
No.
You don't like that idea?
No.
But why? But why not? I think it's kind of a good idea. Idea. What's the problem with it?
I'm done.
What are you typing? Can you be present instead of typing on the click clack?
Well, listen, I got things I gotta do.
Oh.
I'm a busy woman, yeah.
Oh. Wheel.
Wheel?
Wheel. To the wheel to the wheel power.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Speaking of wheel, what's with Oprah racism on CNN? Did you see that?
Excuse me?
That racist CNN about Oprah?
No.
You did see it. You commented on my Twitter sheet. CNN is posting racist things about Oprah related to Obama.
Hello? No. Yeah. I did like that.
No,
did they correct it yet?
I checked a few times and I had not seen a correction. I think they're just being racist. Indignantly racist.
Yeah.
There was also an article in Out magazine. Well, Out Online. I'm not sure if it's in the magazine about douchebags of Grindr and Chinaman. I posted it on the thing holder. Did you see that? Excuse me.
No.
Excuse me. Go look at my holder.
I can't.
There's an article, No Asians.
What?
Navigating the pitfalls of anti-Asian sentiments in online hookup sites. I'm sure I forgot about the internet. I can't read it from this far away. I can't move my neck. I can't move my neck. Where's my purse?
Can't find my purse.
Where's my neck?
Where's my purse?
Where's my chin?
Purse. Well, listen, I need to go and do some work.
Oh, that's good.
Saturday. However,
Yeah.
The thing is this,
Yeah, what's the thing? What's the thing about
I don't have a thing, okay?
You got a vagina. You must have some sort of thing. A vagina, a penis.
Yes.
Ass-couched.
Racialist.
Cast-unched.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Well,
right.
Can we do another mini-grom again?
Yeah, now.
Good for us to do the mini-grom. No, we're done. It's mini, 17 minutes.
Oh, that was micro. That was 17 minutes?
Yes.
Wow, that went by fast.
Yep.
That's almost a regular flavored grom.
Exactly, so we got to stop. Okay.
Well, will you send me some music?
What kind of music?
A song. I want an original piece from you.
No, if you pay me, I will.
You have an original piece? What about a True Duty episode? You got some True Duty for me?
Sure.
Piece of duty. P is the duty.
Talk to James about that.
P is the duty. Piece of duty.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon, Nikki. And don't be too chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Bye, chicken.